Red wine, you make me feel. Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, give that poor man a drink of whiskey. Give that poor man a drink of whiskey. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 4 through 6, it is not for kings, O Lemuel, not for kings to drink wine, nor for rulers to crave beer, lest they drink and forget what the law decrees, and deprives all the oppressed of their rights. Give beer to those who are perishing, wine to those who are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. So the Bible is telling us to give a poor man a drink of whiskey. I believe today that the Bible says when you come across someone that's very much in anguish and very much in poverty and very much distressed, give him a drink of whiskey, give him some wine or beer. The Bible is very clear that that whiskey and wine is for those that are oppressed. So we need to understand that today there's a lot of oppressed people around the world. There's a lot of oppressed people in America. And so the Bible says that wine, whiskey, and beer are for those that are oppressed, because what does it do? It helps them to remember their misery no more. So no more will they remember their misery. They will be in laughter. They will be laughing. They will be joyful after they have a drink of wine or whiskey. And so the Bible is very clear that that whiskey and wine is for those that are oppressed. So I know some of you, and a lot of you are wine drinkers. Well, you are among the oppressed. If you're drinking wine today, you're among the oppressed class, and you're not among the leadership class, because the leadership class, the class of kings and the class of royalty, the Bible says it's not for a king to drink wine, nor for rulers to crave wine. And this is exactly what the Bible says. So if you are in a high position, if you are a leader, it's not good for you to drink any kind of wine. Why? Because you can no longer judge fairly, or you forget actually what the law says. So in Proverbs, the Bible is very clear that the drinking of wine belongs to the oppressed people. It belongs to my buddy Bob down the road. He's a drunk. He's oppressed. His wife left him. He doesn't really care anymore. He's stumbling down the road. He has nothing to live for. He lives by himself. Well, he's a drunk. Because that what's in that bottle, it helps him to forget. It helps him to forget his pain. And I know a lot of you, you go ahead and you judge those that are drinking and that they're drunks, but the truth of the matter is, it's okay to give whiskey to that poor man, to that oppressed man, to that man or woman in anguish. It's okay, the Bible says. So, thou, O Lemuel, the other kings and judges, rather than drink strong drink yourself, least to excess, give it out of your great abundance, the liberality to poor persons in starving circumstances. So the Bible is very clear. If you come across a poor, starving person who's possibly homeless, give him some whiskey. See, the problem is nobody wants to give the poor man money or the homeless man money because they're afraid he's going to buy whiskey or he's going to spend beer. Well, why shouldn't he spend beer on that money? Look at his circumstance. Look at his circumstance. So if you see a homeless guy on the side of the road, America, and you are afraid to give him $2 because he might buy whiskey, that's ridiculous. When God says in the Bible that those poor, those in poverty, it's okay for them to have a beer or wine or whiskey. Why? So they can remember their misery no more. This is in Proverbs 31:7. I hear it all the time. Don't give that homeless man any money because he might buy whiskey. And I say, I'm going to give him $5 and I hope he goes down and gets himself a beer so he might not remember his situation. And of course, we want to get him in a better situation, but this is not what the Bible teaches. And so, in a starving situation, who much perish unless relieved it will do them good, moderately use, or should they drink too freely, which they ought not, yet it would not be attended with such bad consequences as if kings or princes should, so, the Bible says this. If you're in a high position and you're drinking wine or whiskey, you are going to not know how to judge correctly. You're not going to know how to judge correctly. You're not going to know how to remember the laws. I mean, if you're a lawyer and you go out and you get drunk or plastered, it's going to be hard for you to come to work the next day, and it's going to be hard for you to remember what's in the law. And this is exactly what the Bible's saying, that there is a problem. There is a problem that we are having, and that problem is too many people are getting drunk. Too many people are drinking wine that shouldn't be drinking wine. It's not for kings. It's not for leaders. It's not for anybody to be drinking wine. But everywhere on television I see people of the rich class, they're always drinking wine, and these people, a lot of them are in leadership classes, they're all around the table drinking wine, and no wonder our government's corrupted. They're all drunk with whiskey and wine. No wonder our teachers in our public schools can't teach anymore. They're all drunk with whiskey and wine. They don't care. And the Bible is very clear, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for the rulers to crave beer. I mean, our ruling leading class in America, they're all a bunch of drunks. But those people that are oppressed, God says, give them a beer. What about you today? Have you drank wine? If you're out drinking wine, you're among the oppressed class. So just go ahead and have a good time. Go ahead and have a good time to help loosen your depressed minds. Yes, go ahead and have a good time to release that depressed mind. Go ahead and give the poor man a drink of whiskey to give him some joy back in his heart once again. Oh, come on, somebody. So in Proverbs 31, 6 and 7, thou hast wine of strong drink at command. Instead of doing thyself hurt with it, do others good with it. Let those have it that's in need. Those that have withdrawal must not only give bread to the hungry and water to the thirsty, but they must give strong drink to him that is ready to perish through sickness and pain, and wine to those that are in melancholy and in heavy heart. So, I don't know about you, but if you ever watch those old Western shows, you're going to see, though the man that's dying, he's like, give me a shot of whiskey. Give me a shot of whiskey. So he wants someone to give him a shot of whiskey before he dies. He's heavy hearted. He's ready to perish through sickness, and he wants to relieve the pain, so give him some whiskey. For it will appointed to cheer and revive the spirits and to make glad the heart. Do you know whiskey? Do you know beer and wine? It revives the spirit of a man. And it makes glad the heart as it does where there is need of it. And it's not to burden or oppress the spirits as it does where there is no need of it. We must deny ourselves. Now please understand what the Bible says, that whiskey and wine is for those that are in poverty, in misery, is oppressed, and give that man a drink of whiskey. So let those that are ready to perish drink. And it will be the means so to revive their drooping spirits and their drooping spirit, and they will forget their poverty for a time and remember their misery no more. And so they will be the better able to bear it. You see, the Jews say, and the Bible says, give them a drink. Give them a drink when they were going to be executed. You see, when Jesus went to the cross, to die on the cross, what did they do to him? They gave him a drink of whiskey. So we need to understand that today, if you see a homeless man, or if you see a man on the side of the road that's oppressed, or somebody going through a hard time, give them, pull out that whiskey, pull out that wine, and have a drink. I know some of you religious folks don't like this sermon. Some of you religious demons out there don't like this sermon because you think you're better than everybody because you don't drink. I'm here to tell you, you should not worry about if you give a man some money and he goes, that is homeless, you give him $5 and he goes buy beer with it or whiskey with it, that shouldn't make you upset. The guy's miserable and he needs to be released from his misery. He needs to be, it's going to help to bring his spirits up. So if you ever want to help a homeless man, go buy him a beer. Or get him some whiskey that's going to help his spirits up. So the Bible says a lot about whiskey in 1 Timothy 5, chapter 5, verse 23. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake. So the Bible says, use a little whiskey to help your stomach out, to make you feel better. You see, so whiskey and beer and whiskey was made for who? It was made for the oppressed. It was made for those that were in misery. And so when Jesus did his first miracle, when he turned the water into wine, he was having relationships with who? The oppressed. He came to heal the oppressed. So, of course, Jesus always had fellowship with the poor, the low in society, those that were oppressed. And so Jesus came to save the sinner, save the oppressed. And he said, hey, I'm going to turn this water into wine. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but the truth of the matter is, I know today in America, there's a lot of people that drink wine. And the truth of the matter is, God says that wine and beer and whiskey is not made for the high-class people. If you're very rich and you're in a leadership position and you have control over many people's lives, you should not be drinking wine. But that's not the case. If you are running our country or you're in a high office in our government, you should not be drinking beer, whiskey, or wine. The Bible says why? Lest they drink and forget the law decrees. That's in verse 5. And deprive all the oppressed of their rights. And so, let's just say a judge, he goes to a bar one night, and he's having a good time with some strippers on his lap, and he's getting drunk, not knowing he's got a case the following day to judge. You see, that judge has an important case to judge, but he's drunk, he comes to work with a hangover, he looks at that case, and then he rules in the wrong favor, and what does the Bible says? He deprives the oppressed of their rights. We got too many judges, we got too many people in authority in America that are depriving people of their rights for simply because they're drinking wine and whiskey. When the truth of the matter is, wine and whiskey and beer was only created for the oppressed people to get to boost their spirits, to make them happy. Oh, come on, somebody. I know that you are you love to drink. I know you love to drink. The Bible says in Hosea 4, verse 11, to prostitution, old wine and new wine take away their understanding. So wine not only can boost your spirits, but wine can also take away your understanding. The Bible warns people in Isaiah 5:22, woe to those who are heroes at drinking wine and champions at mixing drink. Woe to those. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 10:17, blessed is the land whose king is a noble birth and whose princes eat at the proper time, for strength is not for drunkenness. Blessed is the nation that's not drunk. Blessed is the leaders that don't drink. But somebody give that oppressed man some whiskey. The Bible says in Proverbs 20 verse 1 that wine is a mocker and beer is a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise. Yes, wine and beer can also make you fight and brawl. We know that Noah, after he built the ark in Genesis 9:21, when he drank some of its wine, he became drunk and lay uncovered inside the tent. Noah drank wine and became drunk and joined the fruits of his vineyard. What about you? Do you like wine today? Do you like red wine? Is wine something you crave? Then you're among the oppressed. Do you love to drink whiskey? Do you love to drink beer? Well, you're among the oppressed class, so have fun and enjoy it and laugh a little bit because that is your life. And you need that to make you happy, but if you don't have it, then you'll have to realize that you're miserable. You're a miserable person. So enjoy wine and have a little fun for a time. This is what the Bible says. Have a little fun on your wine. Wine is something the Bible talks a lot about. We know that wine is very good for our stomach. But some of you shouldn't be drinking wine, while others you need to buy beer for. Now, this is very complex to talk about, and I know people might disagree with me. When you see an oppressed man, go and get him a beer. If you see a homeless man on the side of the street, give him $5, even though he might go buy whiskey. Yes, what about you? What about you today? Are you among the oppressed class? Are you among the class that the Bible says that needs wine? Or are you among the leadership class that doesn't need wine? Wine was never made for kings. Wine was always made for the oppressed. That's what the Bible says. And I know this is a very controversial subject. But what about you? Are you oppressed today? Are you down and out? Well, Jesus would want you to go and pour yourself a glass of wine. Do you realize that your life is limited? Go pour yourself a glass of wine. Do you realize, is there no joy? Are you feeling lonely in your life? Go and pour yourself a glass of wine. Go have a beer. Go and boost the spirits, what the Bible says. That's what wine does. It boosts the spirits. We know in John chapter 2 that Jesus, He turned water into wine. In Isaiah 5:11, woe to those who rise early in the morning that they may run after strong drink, who tarry late into the evening as wine inflames them. Very interesting. Is the Bible not talking about maybe there's a limit? And what is the Bible talking about here? Should we continually to drink wine? Or should we, what is the limit? Should we have wine? Too much wine? Should we have a beer? Too much beer? Yes. Woe to those who are heroes at drinking wine, as Isaiah 5:22, at valiant men and mixing strong drink. Woe to those. You see, the Bible is very clear that wine helps in verse 5, lest they drink and forget what the law decrees and deprives all the oppressed of their rights. The Bible is very clear that if you're in a high position, you should not be drinking wine. But give beer to those who are perishing, wine to those that are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. This is in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 4, 5, 6, and 7. But the Bible is also very clear that we should not drink too much. You know, the truth of the matter is, give that poor man a drink of whiskey. Stop judging him. Just give him a drink of whiskey and let him be. Give that poor man a drink of whiskey and just let him be. So some teach that what is referred to as the wine in the Bible is actually grape juice that is unfermented. Or they teach that while wine in the Old Testament had an alcoholic content, the New Testament kind does not clearly, and Noah or Lot did not get intoxicated on unfermented drinks. So biblical evidence show a consistent reference from cover to cover that wine is an alcoholic beverage able to make a person drunk with its overuse. And Jesus' very first public miracle was turning the water into wine in John chapter 2 and not water into grape juice at the wedding feast in Cana. So here that we have the Jewish custom required they drink real wine at such a joyous celebration, especially when they were highly likely lots of people in attendance. So what Jesus miraculously produced had to contain fermented, for it has received a wave review and it got from guests. So Jesus turned water into alcohol and he gave it to all the oppressed people to celebrate. You know, if you are out, or if you, are you having a hard time today? Go get a glass of wine. Are you poor and you don't know where you're going to spend your next moment of your life? Go get some beer and whiskey because life is too short not to drink. Life is too short not to drink. But the Bible warns you about those in Proverbs 21:17, whoever loves pleasure will be a poor man, and he who loves wine and oil will not be rich. And so if you spend all your money on wine, you're not going to have any money left. And so the Bible is very clear that red wine brings the spirits up, but too much red wine will make you a drunk. Beer brings the spirits up. Too much beer will make you drunk and poor. But let's just say you spent all your money on beer and you're drunk and now you're poor and you're on the side of the road. Give that man a beer, the Bible says. Give him a beer because he is poor, he's oppressed, he's lonely. Whatever he did to his life, give him a beer so he can boost his spirits up just a little bit before he realizes he has nothing. Did Jesus drink wine? Or did Jesus drink grape juice? We don't know. What about you? Do you love to drink beer? Do you love to drink wine? Are you a drunk? Or do you just like to have fun? In Proverbs 31, the verse is very interesting. Give beer to those who are perishing, wine to those who are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. Yes. Let's have a drink. Let's all have a beer. Let's remember our misery no more. But if you're in a high position, you shouldn't go out and drink because you're going to make the oppressed even more oppressed. In Luke 1:15, for he will be great before the Lord, and he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. Boy, this sermon is making me want to go get some whiskey. Anybody want to go get some whiskey? Woo! This is deep, man. Hey, listen. I don't got all the answers, but this verse is telling me in Proverbs 31 to go give beer to those who are perishing. So, I don't know. I don't know how to say this. You can go to the hospital, have a beer. Boost the spirits up, man. You gotta help somebody feel good, feel alive, man. That's really what this is all about. Go make someone feel alive. If beer makes you feel alive, give that man a beer. Be alive, and this is all about life. Give beer to those who are perishing, wine to those who are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. Let them have a little joy in their life. Let them forget their drooping spirits and let them forget their poverty for a time. And let them remember their pain and their anguish and whatever's happening to them no more, and so that they will be better and able to bear it. And that's what they did to the prisoners before they went to the executions. And give those that need it. Yeah, I know. Dean, you're really promoting people to get drunk. No, I'm not promoting people to get drunk. What I'm saying is what the Bible says, wine helps people become happy. What I'm saying is you need to go have a drink, guys. What I'm saying is life's too short not to laugh and have a good time once in a while. Some of you look around America, you're all depressed, you're worried about everything that's going on, and go have a drink of beer, man. Go have a little fun. That's all I'm saying. And it is biblical. Go have a little fun. So go have a little fun. And this is a very hard sermon to preach because I don't want you taking me in the wrong way, but frankly, I don't really care if you do or not. The Bible says, let beer be for those who are perishing. Wine for those who are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember the misery no more. I don't know about you, but one day in America, we're going to be full of drunks because America, it has just went downhill. But those that are in leadership, I wish they wouldn't be drunks and I wish they would stop drinking so they wouldn't be taking the rights of the oppressed people like you and like me. And the Bible says in Psalms 104:15, wine which makes a man's heart glad. So what does whiskey and wine and beer, what does it do? It makes you glad. makes your face glisten with oil. And what is, it's like food that sustains a man's heart. So give that poor man some whiskey. Give that poor man some whiskey. You know, we really need Jesus back in America. And we need him now. We need Jesus back in America. And you, go have yourself a glass of wine. Amen.
Red wine, you make me feel so fine. Monkey packing. Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. You keep me